こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、学会誌 eLife に掲載された研究で、過去100年間の187カ国における人間の背丈の変化を分析しました。世界で一番背が高いのはオランダの男性で、平均183メートル。ちょっと待って。
でか。
Oh shit.
でか。
Should I redo it or we just continue? 平均183センチメートル。ちょっと待って、もう一回やり直そうか。
No, it's fine.
It's okay. 女性ではロトビアの女性で平均170センチメートルでした。一方、一番背が低いのは東ティモールの男性で、平均160センチ。女性ではグアテマラで平均150センチメートルでした。背が高い国ランキングトップ25を見ると、オーストラリアを除いて全てがヨーロッパの国ですが、背丈の伸び率は停滞しており、反対に東アジアでは伸び率が最も多くなっています。特に韓国の女性は過去100年間で平均20センチも背が高くなっていました。
In a study published in academic journal eLife, researchers analyzed people's historical height over the last 100 years across 187 countries. According to the research, the highest average height for men in the world is in the Netherlands at 183 centimeters, and for women, Latvians had the highest average height at 170 centimeters. On average, the shortest male populations are in East Timor at 160 centimeters, and the shortest female populations are in Guatemala at 150 centimeters. While the top 25 highest average height countries, with the exception of Australia, are in Europe, these countries also show the least increase in average height over time. To the contrary, East Asian countries have shown the greatest increases in height. For example, the average height of women in South Korea has increased by around 20 centimeters in just the last 100 years.
そう、背丈っていうのは遺伝の要因もあるんだけれども、 GDP ともかなり相関性があって、だからこう貧富の差が激しくなってくると平均が下がってきちゃうじゃん。この貧しい地域の人は背が低いってなってくると、そのニュートリションが足りないとかで、だからアメリカは貧富の差が広がってるからちょっと下がってるんだよね、身長の伸び率が。で、日本もずっと伸び率が上がってたらしいんだけど、1960年代の初頭に生まれた人以降は伸び率が停滞してる。だからで、一方韓国はすごい伸びてるから、今平均で見ると韓国人の方が日本人より背が高いらしい。全然知らなかった。で、中国も伸びてるみたい。
And that's just changes in diet primarily?
Yeah.
It's obviously not genetics, right? Although epigenetics is probably involved.
Genetics ももちろん partly には影響があるけど、そう、一番はダイエットとか、だからソーシオエコノミクスの側面が大きい。だって私はでも155センチだからグアテマラの感じ世界でも小さい方っていう、でもグアテマラはずっともっとちっちゃかったみたいで、女性は140センチとかで、やっと最近になって平均150センチに近づいてきたみたい、だから私もそこに行ったら洋服とかちょうどいいかな。
You know how inSci-fi movies often aliens are
thin and tall.
Yeah, kind of slender and.
まあ ET はちょっとぽっちゃなんか肥満体型みたいな感じだったよね。腕とかはすごい細いけど、お腹はすごいぽっちゃりしてるみたいな。ぽっちゃりっていうかなんか変な体型だったよね。
But there's this idea that our perception of aliens is sort of based on ourselves evolved into the future, and that we would become taller.And we are becoming taller, right?
Yeah.
So this kind of slender, physically weaker, alien archetype is kind of becoming a real thing.
ただ、オビシティが増えてるから、日本とかはね、背が高くなってるけれども、BMI とかは変わってない。だから、 ただアメリカとかは、まあ、当然 BMI は上がっていて、あの肥満も増えてるから、mm. まあ、スレンダーではないよね。
Yeah, none of the aliens are fat.
Yeah. Ah, Jabba the Hutt.
Right.
超デブじゃん。
Yeah, he's pretty fat.
Yeah.
But that's like his characteristic. That's like his...
Is he fat or is he actually like...
Maybe
his species all look like that.
That's entirely possible, actually. He might not be fat.
Yeah.
We don't know.
ちょっとスターウォーズオタクみたいな人いないかな？教えてほしい。だってさ、ジャバザハットってさ、あの種類の他の人って見たことあるっけ？出てきたことあるんだっけ？
Does he have legs? I don't even know what I'm looking for. He's just like this.
ナメクジっぽい感じなんだっけ？
Yeah.
でも手はあるもんね。
Yeah.I think he's fat.
Yeah. I would expect him to be fat. Like, with how he is and stuff.
Are Kabigon all... They're all fat, right? Like, that's、
Kabigon.
Just like a species-wide.、
Mm.
Like, none of the... Kabigon can't go on a diet and...
だからガリガリのピカチュウとか。でも違う、これはさ、もうエイリアンじゃないじゃん。
Right.
ちょっと待って。エイリアン。マーズアタックとか。
What's、
あれは
だ
みんな細かったよ、ね。
Oh, the brain guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 But they're not that tall.
No.
Yeah, the other archetype is the little green men thing, and they're not that large.
Right.
But it is weird to think like 50 years from now, what are human beings going to look like?
I don't
think that nutrition is going to be a major factor, in 50 or 100 years. It's going to be、hmm. it's going to be more, what we want to look like, you know, genetic、
right.
engineering is going to be the new tattoo.
そう、この韓国の女性の過去100年で20センチって結構すごいことだよね。
うん。
だから今後本当50年で、まあ、このままの伸び率でいくとどんどんどんどん。
Well, it was just the deficit in their nutrition, right?
Right.
So you close the deficit and then they kind of taper off. There's diminishing returns, as we've seen with European populations.
Hmm. 確かに。
But they, don't they, haven't they averaged all the human beings on Earth and it looks like a Chinese guy that's like 30?
What?
You know, they took,
like face?
Different faces of different races.
Okay.
And then they merged all of them according to the population numbers on this planet.
Huh.
And you know, I think like 70% of the planet is Asian, right?
Really? Oh, because of China
well,
and India?
How many white people are in the world? Not that many.
I have no idea.
It's not that many.
Hmm.
The U.S. has a population comparable to like Indonesia.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, okay.
And then India and China have like 1.2, 1.3 billion
yeah,
people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. True.
China alone probably has more Asians in it than like Europe.
Right.
And then Canada and Australia have almost no people at all. So if you average the faces according to the proportions of race on this planet, then it turns into like some 33-year-old like Chinese
men
guy with glasses.
静かに笑うのやめてよ自分でジョーク言っといてさ次学会誌ネイチャーに掲載されたバージニア大学の研究で初めて脳の社会的行動を司る部分を免疫機能が直接コントロールしている様子が確認されました。 IFNY と呼ばれる病原体と戦う免疫分子が欠落したマウスは社会的に適合できず他のマウスと触れ合う際に自閉症のような行動を見せます。fMRI で脳をモニターすると、自閉症の人々と同様に PFC と呼ばれる社会的行動を司る部分が過度に活発になっていました。このマウスに免疫分子の IFNY を注入すると、PFC につながる神経伝達物質が増加し、PFC の過度な活発が緩和され瞬時に健康なマウスと同様の行動を見せ社会に適合できるようになっていました。さまざまな種類のマウスのほかゼブラフィッシュやミバエのゲノムを分析すると仲間と一緒に過ごしている個体は INFY を多く持っており 一方、一人ぼっちで隔離されている個体は IFNY が少なくなっていました。つまりこうした生き物は病原体の有無に関係なく仲間と触れ合うことで IFNY を作り出すようプログラムされているということです。
According to research by the University of Virginia, published in the journal Nature, the parts of the brain responsible for social behavior are directly influenced by immune system function. Mice which were bred to lack a pathogen-fighting immune molecule called IFNY displayed social problems and behavior similar to that of autism. The researchers did an fMRI scan on the mouse's brain and found that the PFC, responsible for social behavior, was hyperactive,as it is in the brains of people with autism. When immune molecule IFNY was injected in a mouse with the deficiency, it increased the presence of neurotransmitters in the PFC and returned the mouse's social behavior to normal. In addition to analyzing the genomes of various rodents, they also looked at zebrafish and fruit flies and found that these animals, when in social settings, exhibit an upregulation of the IFNY immune molecule with isolation resulting in a downregulation. It is apparent that these animals, regardless of the presence of an immune threat, are programmed to modulate their levels of IFNY for social reasons.
これ結構すごくない?
Yeah.
なんか今後その自閉症だったり、まあ、それに似たようなものをまあ、今までってその何行動療法とかはあるけども根本的に治療するっていうのはなかったけど、
うん、
もしかしたらそういう道があるのかもしれないっていう。だから今までも孤独だったりとかがん患者が家族いなかったりするといる人に比べて早く死んじゃうみたいなのとかっていうのはずっと言われてきたことだけど、う
ん、Yeah It'sDifferent areas of human physiology are kind of mixing, and、mm. It's being found out that they have more and more connection to each other.
Right.
Yeah. And we see this incorporated in, I think in sports, we can see a lot of, like sports psychology is becoming more and more popular and,、mm. and there's just more and more of a focus on different areas other than, you know, we think of our physical health as a very, traditionally we've thought about it as a lot more simple.
Right.
And now we have like your gut health influences your immune system, which influences your social behavior, which influences how happy you are. And then there's all sorts of, I mean, it's so incredibly complex.
Yeah.
And you look at the behaviors, the social behaviors of animals as simple as, I don't know, butterflies or,
right.
you know, just insects or fish. And we find out that it's actually so involved and complicated. So, of
yeah.
course, ours is as well.
そうね、最近でも、あの、日本でも腸内細菌の話されることも増えてきたけど、mm-hmm. 本当にそれこそセロトニンとかね、それも脳じゃなくて腸内で作られてるとか、
yeah.
あのまあ、これまで頭で脳でやられてるって思ったことが実は腸から脳にシグナルが行ってたりとか、
It's like how we used to think of the appendix,
or how, そうだね。
how we used to think of junk DNA,
right?
Or we were really limiting what we thought DNA was influencing before.、Mm. Yeah, I mean, at this rate, it's like acupuncture could be real. Who knows? Telepathy? Who knows? I mean, there's so much weird stuff going on.
Yeah. For sure.
And some of the research we've covered having to do with like pheromones and how people are.choosing their mates and stuff is really weird too.
Yeah. yeah. ね、面白いよね。だからあの独居房とかって本当に良くないって、まあアメリカとかでは言われてるけど、そのあのプリズンで一人ぼっちで入れられてる状態。
うん。
だからそれってもう誰でもやっぱり頭おかしくなっちゃうから、でこういう風に実際ね免疫機能も落ちてるとかだと。
Well, what do you think, in a lot of religious In some religions, they practice this sort of stuff. You know, being in solitude and...
Right.
Like, do you think this has something to do with our, you know, our social behaviors? Or, like, what is that? Because we haven't really applied any of this to that sort of thing, right? Like, what is...
Right.
Because if you put yourself alone, then you're going to be downregulating your prefrontal cortex.
Yeah.
Levels of neurotransmitters, right?
Yeah. 何なんだろうね、だからそれ。
But you kind of feel that momentum, like you put yourself by yourself, and it's kind of hard to be social again. And when you're being social, it's easier to keep that social momentum, right?
Right. まあでもそうだよね。まあ確かにさ、ずっと人と一緒にいた方がいいっていうわけじゃないじゃん、さすがに。Right, like 24/7.なんか一人の時間でも一人の時間全然いらないっていう人もいるけどね、たまに。でも私は一人の時間がないとおかしくなっちゃう。
いや、
それも何なんだろうね、これとつながってんのかな。
How much analysis do they do on human beings directly with this stuff, or is it primarily
I think for now it's just mice, but そのマイスが見せた脳の状態と、だから自閉症を持ってる人間の脳の状態は似てるっていう。だからまあ人間にもアプライするかもしれませんねっていうことだと思うけど。
So are they considering using this IFNY immune molecule in human beings?
まあ将来的にはそれを目指してるんじゃない？多分。でだからマウスにできたからって急に人間には多分注入できないからさ。They'll probably have to do more experiments and stuff, but...
I'm curious as to what would happen if you injected that immune molecule into a mouse that did have autism, or into a person that did have autism already.
ね、本当、そう、どうなるのか。
Although, you know, it gets kind of sketchy doing stuff like that.
Yeah, しかも結構すぐね、治るっていうか、また社会的に暮らせるようになるみたいだったから。少なくともネズミは。次、大阪大学が40歳から79歳の8万6000人のテレビ視聴時間を19年間モニターし、1日にテレビを見る時間が2時間増えるごとに肺に血栓が詰まる肺塞栓症になる確率が 40% 増加していることを発見しました。1日平均5時間以上テレビを見る人は平均 2.5 時間未満の人に比べ肺塞栓症で死亡する確率が 2.5 倍でした。チームは binge watching という言葉が浸透していることを指摘し、テレビを1時間ほど見た後は立ったり歩き回ったりした方がいいと勧めています。また今回のデータはラップトップや携帯電話が普及する前のものを使用しているため、その影響についても調べる必要があるとしています。
Osaka University monitored the television watching of 86,000 people aged 40 to 79 over a span of 19 years and found that those who watched television for 2 hours or more per day than average had a 40% greater risk of a pulmonary embolism. People who watched television more than 5 hours per day on average when compared to people who watched 2.5 hours or less per day on average had a 2.5 times greater risk of dying from a pulmonary embolism. The researchers point out that with the popularity of binge watching, it's important to remember to get up and walk around after about 1 hour of television. The researchers also point out that more research regarding the effects of laptop and cell phone use is necessary.
So, 2 hours more per day than average というか、extra 2 hours ってことかな。で、そのリスクが増えちゃう。
Extra 2 hours?
Yeah.
In addition to...
To whatever? I don't really know. I can't do math. But is that like extra 2 hours?
How many hours are people watching daily?
I'm not sure. ただこの8万6千人中59人が実際にこの肺塞栓症で亡くなっていて、で、まあそれを比べて出た結果らしいんだけど、肺塞栓症って急性肺塞栓症っていうのがいわゆるエコノミークラス症候群っていうの、 あるじゃん、うん、だからずっとこう座って動かないでいることによって血栓ができて、それが肺に詰まっちゃうっていう、う
ん、
だからこうテレビ見てる間も足の筋肉をなんか締めたり緩めたりとか本当はした方がいいみたいなことをこのチームの人は言ってたけど、
How much TV do you watch?
Me
including like TV shows.
一人だったら全然テレビ見ないんだけど、夫が家に帰ってきてテレビすぐつける派だから、夜ご飯食べて寝るまでの間にまあでも 2,3 時間とかはついてるよねテレビは、だからまあ当てはまってる若干当てはまってる、まあ5時間以上ではないけど確実に。
You know, we talk so much about how cell phones are like
bad and stuff,
so bad and taking、yeah. all of our attention, but can you imagine a world before television and the world after、oh, television、God.I mean, a similar transformation must have occurred then, right? I mean,、mm. we weren't around for it.
Right.
But you went from never sitting on a sofa without moving for 5-6 hours in a row.
Yeah.
To the, I think the average television watching in the United States at one point was, you know, somewhere between 4 and 6 hours a day.
Mm. だからテレビない時はどうしてたんだろうね。もっとクリエイティブにならないといけないよね。もう家族でもっとちゃんと話をするとかさ、
yeah.
だからもっと話題を提供しなきゃいけないじゃん家で、
uh-huh.
座ってたらこう情報が垂れ出てくるわけじゃないから。
It's so weird that such a small number of people control what is actually on television、
yeah.
and that we have even today we have state sponsored media that goes door to door and collects fees for for distributing the official government message.
なんかさ、そうね、あのもっと若い時の方が、10代の若い時の方がビンチウォッチングできた。だから24、mm. 一気に見るとか、
mm.
もう今できない。なんかもう目が痛い。もう疲れる。
Well, so many families have a living room with a sofa and a TV, and we have houses built with a TV.Like place, like
yeah,
this is where
TV
the TV
table,
goes,、
yeah.
or has TV mounts, and it's like everyone has TVs and watching TVs is、
so.
what everyone does, and you wake up and you watch the news on TV.
私はなんか映画見たりとかもう全部パソコンでやりたい派だから、テレビを本当は部屋に置きたくない。
Mm.
しかもいい感じに部屋をこうデコレーションしてるわけじゃん。絵を飾ったりとか、mm. そこにあのなんかでっかい黒いテレビがあることがなんかもう台無しの感じがして、しかも結構なんか場所取るじゃん、まあ、テレビ台とかも含めると、
right. It's just it's a really abstract thing. It's like a this artificial window into some
and it's ugly. It's ugly. It doesn't look good. So
the TV does. It's just a rectangle.
Yeah, and it's like black and big and square and、mm-hmm. doesn't look
it's
nice.
It's kind of like the monolith.
Yes.True. So, だからできればあれを置きたくないけど、まあ、うちの夫はテレビっ子だから。
I don't really like TV that much. I think television is、most definitely some type of a drug,、a digitally administered visual,、mm. you know, kind of it's a sensory takeover.Delivering visuals、
ね、
and audio and messages.
そうなんかさ面白いのが、
from corporations and the commercials and the nationalistic propaganda and the.
Yeah, この間ジョー・ローゲンのポッドキャスト久しぶりに聞いてたら、なんかそこに出てた女の人が、あのこう人間を引き込む要素としてカラフルっていうものがあると。
Mm-hmm.
だから。iPhone の画面をなんか白黒にすることができるらしいんだけど、 iPhone の画面を白黒にするとその電話の携帯にアディクション携帯へのアディクションが緩和されるみたいな。だから、
well.
なんか人間ってすごいシンプルでカラフルなものに引きつけられちゃって、そこですごいドーパミンとかが出ちゃうから、
right.
それを抑えるためにみたいな話を聞いたのね。で、あ、そうなんだと思ってて、でこの間あのアメトーク見てたら背景がめっちゃくちゃカラフルなの、
mm.
でこれはなんかそういうのを分かってあえてやってんのかなと思った。
Well, it's definitely something they do with in marketing. It's a known strategy, and they always come out with like, you know, they had the cell phones in like 18 different colors, and
right.
and the one of the main benefits of that is when you show the advertisement, then you can have them all in a line and have all the different colors in
right.
a row, and it's not like.You know, if a rainbow appears, people don't ignore it. You know,
テレビもさ昔は白黒だったし、携帯もゲームボーイも白黒だったじゃん。
Right.
なんかその時の方がまだそのアディクションっていう意味では少なかったのかな。
Well, I don't think it's a conspiracy to use color to hijack our senses.
No. I'm just saying that it used to be black and white, right? So I wonder, like, if people were looking at it less.Because it was black and white.
Yeah, but it was also less awesome because it was black and white.
I guess so. I mean, it doesn't look nice, but...
Right?
But it's kind of scary how, like, such a simple thing is affecting us so much to get this, like, sickness that would kill you. Like, what?
Yeah, well, regardless of the color thing, I think people are maybe a little bit too willing to dive into the whole television binge watching.
まあ日本のテレビしかも結構特殊だよねやっぱり。
It's all advertising.
それもそうだし、この間フランス行った時に友達に日本のテレビってすごい変だよねって言われて、こう日本のテレビあっちでもやってるわけよ字幕つけて、
うん、
まあすごい古いのもやってるし、でこうワイプってあるじゃん。リアクションが見れる四角い窓みたいな端っこに常に出てる。
It shows their face.
そうそうそう。
It's like FaceTime almost.
そう、あれは何なんだみたいなことをすごい言われて、あれすごいなんか It's so silly みたいな感じで言われて、本当そう、あれはだって日本だけだよね。まあ韓国とかもあるのかもしれないけど、西洋とかであんまり見たことない。この人のリアクションをなぜか見させられるみたいな。
Yeah, during a documentary or during a show
そう。
or during, yeah, and they have the, you know, side commentary sort of.
そう。で、なんかこう明らかにこう映ってるの分かってるからみんなも大きくリアクションしなくちゃみたいなプレッシャーもあったりとかして、確かに不思議だよね。
But, you know, you have such a pretty girl on the set and then you're showing someone collecting clams or something.You know, you have to keep her face on the screen.
That's like so weird. 本当に不思議。なんかね。
So, what do you think the future of television is? Is it just this laptop, cell phone, internet thing, or is it more weird than that?
What do you mean?
So, people are not watching as much television these days, right? Compared to before.
Well, but the thing is, this team was pointing out too, but Netflix とか Hulu みたいな配信型のがあるじゃない、
mm-hmm.
だからそれをみんな binge watching するようになってるから、それがどんどん普及するにつれてみんながもっとテレビってこういうコンベンショナルなテレビじゃなくて、そういう配信型の番組をまあ長時間見るっていうのも増えてきてるから、
It's a computer monitor.
そうだから心配ですねっていう。そう、まあ、だって最近さ、こうテレビ見るって言ってさ、あんまりこうコンベンショナルなテレビのことじゃないことの方が多くない？アメリカとか特にさ。
Maybe in the US.
Yeah, yeah. Netflix とか、
yeah.
だってテレビにもねついてるんだよね、ボタンが。 Netflix のボタン、テレビのリモコンに今って、
hmm.
だから、まあ、それぐらい普及してるから。
Do you think children benefit from watching TV today or...
Well, it obviously depends on the show, right? There's so many, like... I think stupid shows are okay. The ones that I really don't like is the one that has weird, like, anti-progressive tone. Do you know what I mean?
There's a lot, but, like...
なんか遅れてるもの、
right.
基本的に。だからそのいつも言ってるけど、例えば日本のテレビでゲイの人にあなたはお姉ですかみたいなことを普通の一般の人に聞いて、いやお姉じゃないですって言ってるのに絶対お姉でしょって言うみたいな、いやゲイお姉、ゲイイコールお姉じゃないからみたいな、そういうこう で、それを見てる子供は、あ、そういうふうに言ってもいいんだって思っちゃうじゃん。
You know, I forget who said this, but, or whose idea this was, but there was some philosopher or something that pointed out that the problem with television is not the content on the television. The message is not the message. That rather, the medium is the message. You're passive. You're not expressing yourself. You're not being creative. You're completely static. You're sitting there on your sofa, spending 5-6 hours a day in a larval state of low mental activity. And you're just sort of being bombarded by information that is completely generated by people that don't have your interests in mind. That there's something about the medium itself that is the message, is the problem, or is where our focus should be. Are there better ways for us to obtain our information? You know?
まあ全部が全部別にインタラクティブじゃなくてもいいと思うけど。
Yeah.
そう、でも、そう、ツッコミどころとかはいっぱいあるから、それは私は、あの、言いながら見てる。
And it should be provocative. Things should make you think.
For sure.
You know, when you sit at home and you're watching some reality TV show, there's nothing going on in your head. You're just watching. I wonder what's going to happen.
Well, it depends, right? It depends on what you're watching. But, 例えばこの間さ、なんかツイッターで誰かが教えてくれたんだけど、あの、最近だからこう、苦情を言う人たちのことを気にしすぎて自主規制がすごいわけじゃない、日本のテレビ局とかも。で、その中で赤ちゃんの乳首になんか見えないようにモザイクじゃないんだけど、なんかステッカーじゃみたいなのを後からつけてたみたいなことを言ってて、キモッと思ったのね。で、この間私も自分でもテレビ見てた時に、あの、あれ何歳ぐらいなの、もう1歳ぐらいの赤ちゃんの下半身のとこをモザイクかかってたので、さ、確かに昔そういう子供が着替える番組、子供用の番組があって、お母さんと一緒とかかな、それのビデオをさ大量になんか集めてた小児性愛の人がいましたみたいなのはあったんだけど、でもなんかさ、そこにモザイクかけるって逆になんかおかしいじゃん。逆にエロいっていうかさ、そういう目で見てるからモザイクかけようっていう発想が出るのかみたいなさ、変なことになるじゃん。
Well, it kind of, it says more about the culture than it does about anything else.
そうなの。
That it's like the Victorian age when they were putting pants on table legs or piano legs. They would put pants on the legs of pianos because, you know, the legs of pianos aren't sexy. Until you freak out and you're like, oh my god.
And then you
have to put pants on the piano legs because you've become so strange. It has nothing to do with the thing that's being blurred out. It's just, it's totally like we've on our own become so oppressed and weird about this whole sexuality thing that now we're attracted to the legs of a piano. And we have to put pants on them.
そう、だから多分昔本当にうちの親が若い時とかは多分だけど、今のインターネットのポジションがテレビだったわけじゃん。だから今までみんなが見たことないものとかタブーだと思ってたこととか、もうどんどん見せちゃうみたいな、そういうクールな存在だったと思うんだけど、今逆にね、その自主規制がすごすぎて赤ちゃんの下半身にモザイクかけるようなさ。
Right, everyone has access to the internet and there's tons of pornography. There's people getting their heads blown off. There's all kinds of crazy stuff on the internet.
Yeah,
and we kind of, it's if television is just a medium, how come it has such strong agendas of its own? Because the internet is without those agendas because it's too distributed. To work that way.
だからまあそれを不適切ですって言って文句言ってくる人が多くて、それをなぜかこう聞かなきゃいけないと思っちゃう体制になっちゃってるんだろうね。まあ上の人が悪いんだと思うけど、それは。
You know how you could always turn on TV and flip through the channels and it's like, Jesus, there's nothing good on TV.
Yeah.
But the internet is the complete opposite problem. There's way too much shit that's too amazing. You can't possibly even... Just finding it is the problem, you know?
Right.
There's not even channels to flip through. You just start with this empty box.
Yeah.
The search engine. It's like, what are we...
Cat videos.
Right? There's something weird about accessing the internet that it is such an abyss. Like, you can't see anything until you're already so specific that there's only 10 results.
Mm.
Like, you go from the entire internet to like 10 results through a word or two words. Like, how do we really navigate this thing?
Yeah. So on that.
Just the jump from TV to internet is so bizarre.
Mm. Yeah, it's really big. Well, even Netflix and Hulu and stuff, right? At least you can choose what to watch. You don't have to watch that's like...
Oh, that's like the whole difference.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, you can search anything. Yeah. And just a few years ago on TV, it's like, oh, I just checked all the channels and there's nothing. Right?
Mm. でもなんか日本のドラマで今すっごいバカバカしいやつがあるのね。
うん、
それをなんか私グループチャットでこうちょっと作家の人とかスタイリストさんとかが入っているグループチャットに入ってるんだけど、それを見ながらみんなで突っ込むっていうことのエンターテインメントみたいな。わ、
うん、
かる。
<Yeah.
S 1> あまりにもそのドラマがひどすぎて、逆にそれを見ながらみんなで突っ込むことが面白いみたいな。
Yeah. Well, Twitter.Works that way.
Yeah. So, so, 本当にそう。
If something's on TV and it sucks, everyone on Twitter is just.
でもね、
if someone says something incorrect.
Yeah. Yeah, Twitter is fun to use that way. But so, それを LINE のグループでやってる。それはね、面白い。あまりにもひどすぎて、そのドラマが。
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's the worst. It's by far the worst.
Well, tell me what it is.
なんかタッキーが出てるドラマなんだけど、なんか、
okay.
ティファニーの会社で働いてるっていう設定で、彼がなんかバイスプレゼデントかな。でもね、mm. でティファニーの名前めちゃくちゃ出てくるから、確実に、まあ、もちろんティファニーが許可出してるか、むしろスポンサーしてるか分かんないけど、
mm.
でもこれティファニーの本社の人が見たら絶対に怒られそうみたいな、すごいのもう、なんかこんな会社なのみたいな。 And thenSo this vice president is married, and then the main character is actually a PR person, this girl, and I think they're gonna have like a love affair or whatever. But なんかね、すごいの本当に見てほしい。なんか1話目で、so he buys her this really expensive Jimmy Choo or Manolo Blahnik or whatever shoes,
mm-hmm.
and then because her heel breaks, And then she's like trying these really expensive shoes on at the store. And then she realizes that her pedicure is all like boroboro.
Oh,
because
no.
she was like working and everything. And she was like, oh, like she's embarrassed. And then he like takes her foot.
Yeah.
And he's like, なんか頑張って働いた証拠だね。綺麗だよ。みたいな。I'm like, ew! セクハラ! Like, I don't know. Like, I don't...know why, like how this is supposed to be romantic. It's just creepy.
Well, it always seems to me like the plots of a lot of these Japanese dramas is some guy's imagination rather than trying to stick to like what's realistic or what.
Yeah. It's so not realistic. It's like far from real.
I'm always like,
real.
What? Like,
yeah.
That's how it plays
yeah,
out.
Yeah, so it's like, っていう moments がありすぎて. And then like,And then suddenly they show him like, なんか彼の趣味がエアギターなのね、なんか設定が。
で、なんか、エアギター?
Yeah, you know, like, エアギター。
Like, seriously?
Yeah. And so, like, in one scene, they show him in his, like, expensive, like, nice apartment, and he's doing エアギター, like, and he's, like, flipping around, and, like, he's jumping up on the kitchen counter and, like, playing guitar that doesn't exist.
Does he play real guitar? Or?
No, just...like just his hands.
Okay.
And it's like a bizarrely long scene. And I'm watching this and I'm just like,
do they have sex? Or
no.
What is the context of this scene?
I don't know. He's just like releasing his stress at home or whatever. Like, I
by
never
himself?
Know. Yeah, by himself. He's by himself. And it's, I don't know. It's just so weird and funny. So.
Well, I'm confused. I don't know what that TV show is.
I was really, I'm really confused too. なんか、これをでも真面目に作ってるわけじゃん。なんか、it's unintentionally funny. Like, I don't think they're trying to be funny. So, it's, yeah, it's, 面白いなと思って。なんか不思議、本当に。これ、そっか、みたいな。でなんか日本のドラマってこうすごくあの、まあ、みんなじゃないのかもしれないけどこうドラマの喋り方をするじゃん、まあ、まずセリフが全然あの普段のみんなのスピーチと全然違う言葉遣いだったり、
うん、
あのやっぱこうみたいなそうこのえそんなこと普通のさ生活で言う
それもう一回やって
ってやつね多分ドラマ見てる人分かると
思う It sounds so funny
そう、そうなの、そうなの。だからこう、リアリティを追求してないのが日本のドラマとか映画じゃん。だからその、フランス映画とかと比べると、例えばその、常に女優さんがもうメイクバッチリで、髪の毛も完璧で、綺麗にしてて、こうドラマとか映画の中でおしっこしたり、おっぱいポロッとしたりとか、あの、三段腹だったりとかしないっていう。常に綺麗な女優さんとイケメンが出てて、髪の毛とか顔もとか洋服とか完璧っていうのがを追求してるのが日本のなんかメインストリームのドラマとかじゃん、うん、一方なんかフランスとかだとさこうリアリティをめっちゃ追求するからあの普通におしっこしたりあの髪の毛ボサボサだったりノーメイクだったり泣けば鼻水出たりとかさそういうだから追求してるものがこう全然違うよね
Are people going to the bathroom all the time in European
In French movies I
They're going to the
yeah,
bathroom.
Yeah, they pee.
they pee? Like, they pee. I have to go take a leak. I'll
like,
be right back.
You see, like, a, yeah, a character peeing or...
Do they pee at the same time or they...
No, they just... It's just part of their life, right? So, it... あとなんかこうさ、一人でいるシーンとか。
What aren't they... Like, there must be all kinds of stuff they're not cutting out of the...
Yeah, like, what I really like about French movies is that, so they're really looking for reality, right? Like, realism. So, 例えば、ハリウッドとか、日本だけじゃなくて、こう、一人のシーンでちょっと微笑んでたりとかするじゃん。いい気分だっていうことを出すために。なんか、自然の中とかで、はぁーとか言ってさ、ちょっと微笑んでるみたいな。でもさ、実際に、一人でいるとき、そんなさ、目をつぶって微笑んだりとかしないじゃん。わあ素敵と思っても、まあ、顔にはあんまり出ないじゃんソーシャルなエンバイロメントじゃなければ
Who knows though? Nobody knows
No one knows but
Nobody
to me
knows.
That's more real because I'm not smiling、
you?
I'm not smiling when I'm on my own and in French movies like usually main characters when they're alone they're just like 無表情 like you know because they're not trying to convey emotions like to the audience I don't
Do
think,
think
they'res
ome people are though
maybe yeah it's possible but
like,
I don't
and they're just jumping up and down and
it's yeah I mean like when you have strong emotions like that yeah maybe but not you know not when the emotion is very subtle you know
yeah
you're not gonna be like smiling on your own in your room the whole time like that's
but
just...
only because you feel like other people if they saw you would think that you're crazy
No.
No.
no. No, it's, なんかもうちょっとtheatricalなのかな日本の方がね。こう、舞台みたいなさ、感じの。
Not just that part, but all of it.
The whole thing, yeah.
yeah.
だからこう、はっきり喋ったりとか、セリフ回しもこう、別にナチュラルなことを求めてないっていうか。なんかそれ本当好き嫌いだけどさ。
You think there should be more realism in Japanese television?
No. No. Well, to my preference, yeah, but...まあ別に、
so, yes.
for me to watch it, yeah. But yeah. I guess they don't care if I watch it or not, so 別に、だからこういう、そういうのがでも人気あるっていうことなんだよね、きっと日本では。
Mm.
そういう方が、だから別に女優が鼻水垂らしてるとこ見たくないっていう。 私はなんかもっとリアルの方が好きだけど、私なんかこうそんなに簡単に胸キュンしないからさ、なんか上司にさ足持たれてさ綺麗だよとか言われたらキモって思っちゃうから。
It depends on the guy though, no?
なんかタッキーだったらやられたいっていう人がすごい多いってことだよね多分。
Yeah.
Yeah. No, not for me.
次。On July 22nd, whistleblower group WikiLeaks released a collection of emails showing that members of the Democratic National Committee conspired against the potential nomination of Bernie Sanders in favor of Hillary Clinton. Many sources believe that the source of the emails was a cyber attack by Russian intelligence groups. The leak resulted in the resignation of Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a chairperson of the DNC.
先週22日、WikiLeaks が民主党全国委員会のメンバーのメール約2万通を公開しました。その中で委員会がヒラリー・クリントンを後押しし、バーニー・サンダースの妨害を図っていたことを示す言及がなされていました。これを受けてデビー・ワッサーマン・シュルツ委員長が辞任を表明しました。メールの入手方法は明らかにされていませんが、ロシアの情報機関が関わっているとみられています。これさ、トランプ勝っちゃうよね。
Well,
こういうことされると。
Remember I was saying I think this election is about the status quo versus change of the cabal of the status quo. And I think that's that attitude is really showing up strong right now. Like, it has gotten so powerful. With all the protests, there's huge protests against the DNC at this point, where people who are registered Democrats and identify as Democrats are refusing to vote for Hillary Clinton. And I think we talked about this 2 weeks ago, but it is being more and more revealed that the elections are a fraud and that this is it's bullshit, basically.
Right.
It really is.
まあでもこのタイミングでロシアがこれを出してくるっていうのはすごく。
Well, we don't know if it's Russia.
Right.
And Snowden has said that if it was Russia, that the NSA would know, just because of their technical superiority. It might be Russia, but we
yeah.
don't know.
I mean, it seems like a lot of people are convinced.
Well, the point isn't, the point isn't that, oh, Russia did it. The point is that the DNC is completely corrupt, that the political process in the United States is breaking down right now.
Well, like I think it's important whether it was Russia or not, because they obviously want Trump to win. So,
okay.
And this would definitely help Trump.
Yes.
Right? So
yes. But you're faulting a whistleblower though for doing what? For exposing something that's true. If Russia leaked this, then thank you Russia for leaking
this.
Well,
I'm not blaming anyone or anything. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that it does matter, you know.
Only because you're looking at it from the perspective of you don't want Donald Trump to be elected.
Or like how it could be connected, and that's interesting to me. You know, like, yeah, of course it's corrupted, like that's not really surprising to me, but
this should be surprising, I think.
Well, I mean, Bernie has been saying this for a while, right? So
no, he hasn't said this. I mean, he said that there
the DNC was biased.
Well, he suggested that they're biased, but he hasn't. I mean, he said that there was voter suppression and issues at polling booths and whatnot in areas in which he thought that he would do well. But this is, I mean, these are emails showing that people in the DNC clearly were taking action to ensure that Hillary Clinton would be the nominee, and that's not how it's supposed to work at all. The system was, it's not fair.
Right.
And it's very likely that Hillary Clinton was involved in this.
Yeah.
the idea that Hillary is a better choice as a leader than Donald Trump is not so clear at this point. I mean, Hillary Clinton has been an absolute pathological liar throughout this whole thing. She has looked absolutely terrible. And we're not even at the debates yet. I mean, she will be eviscerated in the debates.
だからさ、
right?
なんかさ、こう、まだマシに見、だからお互いを見て、あ、こっちの方がマシみたいなレベルでしかないわけじゃん。みんなどっちも嫌な人がいっぱいいるわけだから。
If all you're doing is voting for the lesser evil, then that proves that the political system is completely broken and it doesn't work. If people aren't voting for the person that they believe in,
yeah.
then the political system is not working.
Yeah, that's why I wanted Bernie to win. That would have been interesting, but that's not happening. So now you have two choices.
Well, Bernie Sanders has endorsed Hillary Clinton
yeah.
fully.
Yeah. Well, he has to.
No, he doesn't have to. What, they're going to kill his family? He doesn't
have to. No, I mean, he has to. Otherwise, his voters are not going to vote for Hillary, which would lead Trump to win, which he probably does not want. So.
Yeah, but he doesn't believe what he's saying about Hillary.
That's... Yeah, but that would be the best choice that he can... choose at this point, right?
So his
because it's the same for everyone. It's the same for him too, like either Hillary or Trump. So
Bernie's voters hate Hillary. They're protesting
yeah.
and blocking the roads.
Yeah,
his,
so
this
and,
has not worked.
And yeah, and Bernie worked. Is telling people to stop the protest, right? Because
that
that's not gonna help.
No, they're done with Bernie and they're done with Hillary.
And with this coming out, possibly
well,
thanks to Russia.
Well,
like...
the, obviously, what should be done here is the political process needs to be carefully reevaluated, and they need to take this cuckoo clock apart and figure out how to put this thing together in a way that's fair and makes sense. And if there isn't that sort of political revolution this time around, then it's not looking good.
まあ、まずキャンディデッツがこれってなんかその Yeah I mean it's doomed either way But
this
I was reading an article about relationship between Trump and Russia and it was quite interesting、
hmm.
It's like he has invested so much in Russia and his son once indicated that their business isislike their clients, like a lot of the clients are Russians and he has talked about Putin a lot in a very favorable way.
Yeah.
And if Trump wins, then, well, he's been talking about like saying goodbye to NATO, Jiang. That would be like wonderful for Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it's really interesting that this came out now. And people are saying that it might be Russia. It's like...
Yeah.
It's well, just like a movie.
Well, that's why people think it might be Russia. You know, so...
Well, there are actually, like, a lot of... evidence that's pointing that it was actually...
Well, okay,
Russia.
So, I mean, we have all these weird ties behind Donald Trump, but we also have at least, what, like, four separate... federal investigations of Hillary Clinton
right.
ongoing at the moment and Julian
yeah,
Assange.
Have you seen like Trump campaign like where people are like yelling like lock her up
mm.
and it's like oh my god
hashtag Hillary for prison
yeah
is where they're going with this but they're not wrong. I mean Hillary Clinton
yeah, so
should
either,
actually be in jail probably
so
at
it's
this
either
point.
Someone who should probably be in jail or someone who is
So,
orange.
So, I think it's fair to say at this point in the political process that voting is not going to make a difference.
What do you mean?
That voting in the U.S. election is not addressing the problem at all in this election.
So, what are you saying?
Well, I'm saying that there's a point at which the political system is so out of whack that you can't fix it by participating in the political system anymore. In other words, the need or the feeling that some sort of extreme reform or revolution is necessary to address the problems is, it's a very strong sentiment among people in the United States right now. I mean, the whole political system has been exposed as fraudulent, right? So at this point, there's a lot of people where voting for this person or voting for that person, like, that doesn't have to, very much to do with the problem anymore.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yeah. What I'm saying? But then people are going to vote, so...
Some will, yeah. But that's not going to... I mean, what are you voting for? The system is a mess, right?
Yeah. Well, if there was a way for, like, making everyone to boycott, vote, or whatever, that might work, but... Trump supporters would definitely go and vote.
Mm-hmm.
So... He is for going sure. to win.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, like, because, I mean, Bernie supporters could boycott this, right? Easily. Like,
more
well,
than
I'm not...
Jones,
yeah. Yeah, like, I'm not supporting either of them. And then... Yeah, then, yeah, Trump could really become the president, it looks like. There are more and more articles about it. Like, oh, mm-hmm. I guess he is going to win.
Yeah.
And Michael Moore wrote an article, too.
Yeah.
About it, and it was going viral.
Mm.
So, it's great for Russia, apparently, but...
아니, 어쨌건
That Trump looks like he's going to win? Yes, of course.
Well, I don't... But we should have expected this. Hillary had no chance against Donald Trump. I don't think that she ever did.
It's just... Yeah. I mean, yeah. I don't even want to think about it. It's really depressing. It's like, oh, Brexit and Trump and Abe and
well,
everything.
Okay, the possibility of Trump is problematic enough, but the fact that the political system itself is sort of coming apart at the seams right here, I think is...
Yeah, and Trump is not going to be the
enormous.
Person to fix it either.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, aside from the political candidates themselves, you know, it's time, I think, for some sort of revision of the U.S. political system. Everyone knows. The cat's out of the bag. They have to fix
this. Yeah, but
this
that's thing. The thing, that Trump is not the one who's going to try to fix it.
Well, not if he wins, because if he wins, then, it, you know, to him, the system's working just great.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
I
so... Hillary is going to have to try to do something if she loses.
I don't know. It is a mess.
すごい、本当にすごいことになるよね。 It's a joke. It's seriously a joke. Like the Melanie plagiarizing the speech.
And then
have you seen like a Republican whoever being asked about it in some interview? He was like, well, like, that doesn't matter. She delivered a great speech and she was attractive. And he used the word attractive twice in, like, 30 seconds.
Only twice?
It's like, what does it have anything to do with this?
You know what's interesting is after Hillary Clinton was selected as the candidate, nominee, after she won the nomination, all these newspapers were publishing... on the front page of the newspapers with the headline, you know, Clinton, you know, the first female presidential
right.
candidate, like all these headlines, one after another, all the newspapers.
Yeah.
Almost very few of the newspapers actually used a picture of Hillary Clinton.
Hmm.
Almost all of them used a photograph of Bill Clinton.
Wow.
It's really bizarre. And so there's a compilation of this on the internet of all the articles
huh.
talking about Hillary winning the nomination. Except it's a picture of Bill Clinton.
Why did they use this picture? Because people like him more than her? Like, what?
It's like pictures of Bill Clinton waving, and the titles are all about Hillary Clinton winning the nomination. It's very strange. It's very strange. It's some weird subconscious, like, sexist thing or something.
この間、党大会でも、あの、ビル・クリントンめっちゃみんなの心をキャッチしていたよね。あの、めっちゃ長いスピーチでさ、ヒラリーとの出会いからプロポーズしてみたいな話をさ、こと細かに覚えてて、彼女がこう言って、自分はこう言ってみたいな。え、みんながさ、なんか、ああ、こういうの全部覚えてる旦那が欲しいみたいな。Except he cheated, but I guess that doesn't matter anymore. So
he didn't put that in the that part in the story, did he?
No, no.
The Oval Office.
No. And who was it? Was it David Spector? Like, someone was saying on TV the other day, like, so she's trying to win this election so that she would sit in the Oval Office where her husband received oral sex. Like, that's
right.
That's pretty crazy.
It's the same place.
It is the same place. She will be sitting on the same chair.
Yeah, she just sits in that Oval Office and just thinks about that scenario. She turns the lights off and hits, like, the black lights. And the whole room is just glowing with Bill Clinton's markings.
Ew. This is crazy.
Yeah. Apparently 40% of the population want neither candidate at this point.
まあそうでしょうね。I want this to be over with already. This is so stressful.
It's not going to be over with gently. Can you imagine having to deal with like 4 years of Donald Trump just on TV and making speeches?
God.
All the stuff, all the antics.
しかもだって質問に全然答えないよね、本当に彼って。あの、abortion rights のこと聞かれた時もさ、I'm pro-life, okay? とか言って一言で終わりにしようとするし。で、なんか、え、いや、そういうことじゃなくて、ポジションは分かってるけど、あなたのオピニオンは何ですかって言われても、なんか、とにかく形容詞を使って、ごまかして終わりにするみたいな。
A lot of people are flocking to, Jill Stein. Do you know who she is? Jill Stein is, She's a former, I think she was a political activist. She's very anti-war. She's pro all the women's rights. She's extremely liberal. She's representing the Green Party.
Okay.
And I disagree with some of her ideas on like the economy and and what is it? Affirmative action. But other than that, I mean, she wants to prioritize, you know, not destroying the environment.
Right. And,
I mean, she's just a sort of straightforward liberal candidate.
Okay.
But she's going to be one of the alternatives, supposedly.
Oh.
So a lot of the people who were supporting Bernie Sanders, although Bernie Sanders has endorsed Hillary Clinton and insisted that people vote for Hillary Clinton,
right.
A lot of his followers are going to be voting for Jill Stein instead of Hillary Clinton.
Okay.
It would be interesting if she suddenly became a real candidate in this election. I doubt it because, I mean, nobody's even heard of the Green Party.
Right.
But
this 40% could be looking at her.
Maybe. It's not. I don't know if people are going to be exposed to her existence as a potential candidate. But I think she's a bit more reasonable than Trump or Hillary.
So she's just not famous?
No.
Hmm. 結局でもこのフェームがさ、
well, she's so strongly against the fossil fuel industry and these other sort of powerful government sectors or sectors tied in with government that she has a lot of opposition in Washington.
Right.
So that and also in the media.
Yeah.
I mean, Fox News will not talk about her at all. I mean, these other media outlets are not going to cover her at all. So, because, I mean, it's literally because of her environmental positions, as weird as that seems. Anyways, it's 次、according to a new study by the University of Michigan, the Milky Way galaxy is surrounded by a halo of ionized plasma that is spinning incredibly fast in the same direction as our galaxy. The halo of gas is estimated to be spinning at 650,000 kilometers per hour, a bit slower than our galaxy itself, which is rotating at 870,000 kilometers per hour. It also has a diameter of 300,000 light years and is at a temperature of around 1.5 million Kelvin.
ミシガン大学の研究で、私たちがいる天の川銀河は銀河と同じ方向に毎時65万キロメートルで高速回転する輪っか状のプラズマに囲まれていることが分かりました。私たちの銀河は毎時87万キロメートルで回転しています。このプラズマは直径が30万光年で、温度はおよそ150万度です
yeah.
何これ?
So going from Donald Trump to the halo, the plasma halo,
yeah,
around our galaxy.
That's much less pity.
Yeah, pity. It's absolutely enormous at 300,000 light years across. If you look at a map of this halo, you can see that our galaxy is just like a point in the center.
Right.
So.One thing that I noticed, which is interesting, is that if you look at an atom with the nucleus in the center and the electrons whipping around the outside,
right? Oh,
the form is extremely similar,
huh?
For a galaxy,
wow!
Because you have this galaxy sitting inside this cloud,
right,
of ionized plasma.Whipping around the center, right?
なんか本当になんかさ、マトリョシカ人形的なことだよね。もう本当に分子レベルから、この、
yeah.
何めちゃくちゃでかい30万光年直径みたいなところまで、
yeah.
結局構造は一緒みたいな。ただそれが大きいかちっちゃいかだけみたいな。
Yeah. Scale isScale is like everything in a weird way.
Yeah.
And there's so many different points that you can zoom into. They're infinite points.
So we're in this...
So we're basically in a giant atom.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really work the same way, but... the similarity in the structure is not a coincidence. AndNature is self-similar across scale, so.
So it's like there's a ring, and it's spinning like this.
No, it's a cloud.
It's a cloud.
Diffuse, sort of a.
だから本当にこれのこのモヤモヤモヤの中にいるってこと。
And yeah, right in the center of this cloud, there's just this dense galaxy.
Right, and that's where we are.
Yeah. Well.You'd have to zoom in a lot more.
Right.
But somewhere in that galaxy, in one of the, like, 3/4 of the way out on whatever arm it is that we're on, I forget what it's called. But if you keep zooming in and zooming in and keep zooming in and zoom in a little bit more.
That's so weird.
And after a lot of zooming in, you're going to get to our solar system, which has a similar sort of layout.It's sort of, it's spherical. It's
right.
Consists of spheres moving around in
right.
ellipses around a central thing. I mean, the sun is sort of the nucleus of our solar system.
And they just figured this out.
Well, they figured out, they knew that there was something, they knew that there was sort of a gas out around our galaxy, but they didn't know that it was, I don't think they knew exactly how large it was or what it was, but recent measurements have been able to determine how fast it's rotating.
Okay.
We thought that it was static. We thought that it wasn't rotating.
Oh, okay.
Initially, yeah. Oh. But it's not moving at 0 kilometers per hour. It's moving at 650,000 kilometers per hour.
150万度.
Yeah.
So we're
also this ionized plasma going around our galaxy the mass of the plasma going around our galaxy, essentially in orbit around our galaxy, the mass of that is about half the mass of the total system. In other words, the galaxy and the galaxy's halo of ionized plasma are roughly equal in mass.
What?
Yeah, so the total cloud would start out as one, and then it would take this angular momentum, and gravity would sort of condense it in the center, right?
Right.
It would coalesce, right? And about half of the total mass would end up being this nucleus.
Huh. Wait, so are many galaxies have this thing? Like gas surrounding themselves?
I don't think we've confirmed it in any other galaxy, although it's observing it in our own galaxy suggests that in similar spiral galaxies that it would almost definitely be there.
Huh.
Because it says something about the way that our galaxy formed in the first place.
Right. This is so weird. Because with this and without it, I mean, just the image in my head changes a lot. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
It's like just random stuff, like planets being in this vast space, or we're there and then we're surrounded by this thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Our solar system is surrounded by a similar kind of thing of particles, gases floating around our solar system, a lot of rocks floating around our solar system,
right?
And like millions of comets. And we've talked about this before, but there's something called the Oort cloud outside on a really distant orbit of our solar system that contains just tons of comets waiting to be hurled into the center.
This is crazy.
It's interesting that that things are even this shape, that something as large as a galaxy has this particular shape. It's kind of like a disk. It's a rotating disk. And our solar system is kind of a rotating disk.
Yeah.
And if you look at things in orbit actually form rotating disks, literally,
right,
or at least it appears so. I mean, if you look at Saturn, what is that thing around the center of Saturn?
Right.
Or around Jupiter? These are disks, right? That the material becomes strung out into this weird disk formation.
Yeah, it's so...
There's like... it's almost like there's a cosmic shape or archetype with spheres and disks for just a bunch of spheres and disks.
Universe has its preference in shapes.
And you've seen like supernova and whatnot that form these sort of, it almost looks like, what are those sand timers called? Sand glass? What is it?
Sunodoke. I don't know how to say that in English.
Oh, it's killing me. Whatever that thing is.
Right.
Hourglass? It's an hourglass. Yeah.
Hourglass.
Yeah, yes. It has nothing to do with sand.
No.
I guess.
Yeah, hourglass. Soka.
Yeah, the Russian dolls thing is weird. How things just can keep Russian dolling.
Matryoshka.
Who is it we were talking to? Was it Nakamura? Or I forget who it was, but we were talking about scale.
We were talking
about whether or not something could, whether or not there was a limit to how small something could be. So this Russian doll thing is like, oh, you can just keep putting it in bigger and bigger Russian dolls. But really, what's more bizarre than that is that you can keep opening the Russian dolls forever.
You can keep going forever.
And it just gets these smaller and smaller and smaller. You know, this museum I went to in LA called Jurassic Technology had this one. I'm not going to say what the place is about because they like to sort of keep it a secret.
Yeah,
but
this is the one you never there was, told me.
There was like this one area where there was a like a sewing needle.
Yeah.
Like a needle. And on the tip of the needle, you can barely even see that it's there. But on the tip of the needle was like this soldier. Someone made a little toy or a little model soldier on there. And you could only see it if you looked through a microscope, basically. It was like this.
Wow.
You're looking through all this magnification to the point where the end of the pin is just looks like an enormous surface. I mean, we're talking about just the end of like one of those needles.
Yeah.
But looking through the magnification, it's like, wow, there's so much space. There's so much space on the end of this needle. Like you could build,
right.
Yeah, you could just build the Colosseum or whatever, like on the end of this needle.
だから地球もそういうことだよね、だから。
Yeah, it is. You wouldn't think that we could put all this like if you really think about how small the parts inside your iPhone are, how small are they really? Because if you start out on sort of a universal or planetary scale, it's like you zoom way in on the crust of this one planet and there's this little device there that's more complex than, you know, all of Jupiter.
There's so much space in my iPhone in this little box. Yeah, that's really, really weird.
Yeah, that little toy soldier thing on that pin was just mind-blowing. To look at it without the magnification, it's like, I can't see anything. It's so small.
Yeah.
It's like invisible.
Actually, the part, that moment when Nakamura-san said that there could be no limit, like it's just that we don't know what is the smallest tiny, right? That is like still sticking to my head. Like that was one of the coolest moments where I was like, whoa, like mind blowing moment. Like that is so true. Cause since I was small, like I was being taught like 一番小さいのはあの分子ですと原子ですとかなんかさ、なんか like it's a definitive fact, you know, like it's more 決まってること. So it was truly mind blowing for me. Like,
yeah, is reality like a computer? The thing about our virtual worlds that we create is that no matter how crazy the resolution gets and no matter what we do, there's going to be this fact that you zoom in and you zoom in and you're going to get down to one pixel.
Yeah.
It's like a little unit. Like there it is,
right.
The pixel. But we don't know if that's a thing in our reality.
Yeah.
Like we don't know if... We just keep finding smaller and smaller things.
Yeah.
Like, what is scale? What is it?
Oh, stop.
Like, how do you really cognize... How do you cognize a concept such as scale?
Yeah.
Like, what is it? What is scale?
And it's impossible, right? Because we exist, like, as a human, and we have our own scale. Like, it's all relative, right?
It's so simple. It seems so simple.
Yeah,
to us.
So as long as we're humans, we can't look at it objectively.
Yeah. But if you woke up in the morning or if you woke up in the morning and you went in and you opened the fridge and I don't know, there could be why couldn't a water bottle be the size of Manhattan? You know, what is the scale thing? Everything is so We kind of get cute with it, like, oh, it's the mini Coke or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's nothing. Like, this thing is way more malleable than that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all relative.
But it just exits our field of view.
Yeah.
Like, you go to the Grand Canyon, you're like, oh, it's huge. But you're not even...
Yeah, it's just relative.
You're not even understanding how big it is.
Really. How small it is.
The way we describe things is like, oh, you can see it from space. Well, none of us have been to space.
Yeah.
So like that
you know, doesn't help.
Is that helping? Like how much perspective do we really have on this stuff?
Yeah. 確かにね。
次。According to a new genetic study published in the journal Nature Communications, a tribe of ants moved from a hunter-gatherer approach to subsistence using agriculture some 65 million years ago. The transition is similar to the one made by human beings during the Neolithic Revolution around 10,000 years ago. The tribe of ants, known as the Atini, began cultivating fungus that grew on decomposing wood and eventually developed what is described in the study as industrial-scale farming. Around 15 million years ago, leafcutter ants emerged, actively feeding their cultivated fungi with fresh plant material. The paper describes the feat as follows. The final result was a single, all-purpose superfood that was resistant to diseases, pests, and drought that the ants could produce on an industrial scale.
Nature Communications に掲載された遺伝子調査で、アリのとある部族は6500万年前に狩猟採集をやめ、農業に切り替えていたことが分かりました。この変化の仕方は1万年前の新石器時代に人間が辿った道と酷似しています。アティーニと名付けられたこのアリの部族は、まず腐った木に生えるキノコの栽培を始め、徐々に規模を産業レベルまで拡大しました。アリの方が先に進んでた。
But is it? Is it the ants though? I was thinking about this.
Oh god.
No, seriously.
I know where this is going.
Do you know where it's going?
I know where this is going.
Do you know where it's going?
Yes.
So what's happening right now is there are these leafcutter ants, and they're an enormously sophisticated, and I mean it's a very large population of creatures on this planet. But what they do is they go and they chop up leaves, and they carry this fresh leaf material underground to their gardens. And they feed the fungi this leaf material.
その畑も地下にあるの？巣の中にあるの？
It's underground, yeah, the fungi. So the ants come to the surface, collect leaf material, and deliver it to the fungi. And if the fungi doesn't like the leaf, it's like this has some weird chemical on it or pesticide on it or like a natural pesticide, for example.
Right.
If for whatever reason it doesn't like the leaf, it just tells the ants. It's like, nah, I'm not feeling
like
it.
Like how?
Through some sort of complex pheromonal, some kind of weird
like
fungal
stinky communication. Like get stinky or something? It's getting stinky. We gotta go get new leaves.
It produces some message that gets to the ants. I don't know if we know exactly what that message is. But then the ants will no longer deliver that species of leaf. All the ants will get the message right away.
How?
And they'll go and collect different leaves that the fungi likes. My point is that this works out incredibly well for the fungi. And I highly suspect that this was the mushroom's idea and not that of the ants. You know how there's that, what is it called? Not toxoplasmosis, although that's an interesting one too. Is it toxoplasmosis? The mushroom fungi that infects an ant.
Right.
And then the ant climbs to the highest possible location on...
Your favorite mushroom, yes.
It climbs to the highest possible location on a plant, and its head explodes, and the spore grows out of its head and releases all the spore material the furthest possible distance.
So compared to that, this mushroom is less gruesome. Right, because they don't kill these ants. They're just using ants as like slaves.
Well, yeah, it's enslaved the entire species pretty much.
But isn't that what we're doing with our plants too? Like we give the best condition to the corns or rice or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But so are they the ones who are telling us to do this, or?
But who dictates plant behavior? there's something called mycelium all throughout this planet in the soil, and mycelium is it's basically fungi, but mycelium actually acts as an internet network, as a mediator of information between different plant species. Huh. So certain trees will communicate with other species of tree via the mycelium fungi in the soil underground.
Wow.
And the mycelium, if you look at a map of how the mycelium has distributed itself in the soil, it is the same dynamics that we see in our lungs. It's the same structure as the internet. It's the same structure. It's a node-based sort of structure that has the same sort of security that the internet does. So if you take out a particular server, then, you know, that's not a fatal issue. But they actually send messages between trees, supposedly. Mycelium do. So there's a weird thing where the way to understand this bizarre idea is to understand that plant intelligence operates on a scale of tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So over the span of 50 or 100 years, then, you know, the intentions of mycelium or fungi wouldn't become obvious to
right,
an animal,
right?
Right,
right. So that one.
Yeah.
This is so strange. Mushroom and ants.
Yeah.
So they still do this?
Yes, they do. The leaf cutter ants have this, what do you call it? This sort of symbiotic relationship with these fungi, which they've cultivated in their underground gardens.
Right.
And so the study found that they had made this transition 65 million years ago. Human beings made this transition during the Neolithic Revolution around 10,000 years ago. And some people have suggested, you know, why did human beings make this transition from hunter-gatherer to farming, to agriculture? You know, why did that happen? Was it our idea? Right?
Right.
It gets weird because there is a theory that has yet to be really fully discredited by McKenna, the stoned ape theory, which is that the canopies were receding in the drying African continent, and that our humanoid ancestors had to come out of the canopies and explore with new food choices in the plains, and that one of them was psilocybin, which they ended up documenting extensively in various cave drawings and whatnot. And that this really could have been a mushroom's idea. I mean, that is a theory.
Right. So
the problem with explaining...
So that would mean, like, humans probably started with cultivating psilocybin, and then they expand it to like other plants too? Or,
well, the theory goes that human beings had to experiment with new food sources,
right?
Which we know to be true, because they did come out of the canopies. We don't swing on trees anymore.
Yeah.
And so one of those food items that early human beings experimented with was psilocybin.
Right.
They weren't necessarily cultivating it, although did happen later on.
Yeah, so...
It did happen later on. Various civilizations have used psychedelic mushrooms. Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, to move to agriculture, maybe like it started with psilocybin, and then they were like, oh, maybe we could do the same with other stuff.
Yeah. Who knows? I just find this idea of plant or other species intelligence being unrecognizable to us just because of the time scale that it operates on. Like, I think
right.
that is a weird, yeah. really weird concept.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's, I'm not sure if it's legitimacy, but.
I think one of the, it's a bit different, but one of the articles that I sent you yesterday was about this sub-Saharan African people and birds, wild birds. They communicate with each other to find honey. And they haven't domesticated these birds. They don't own these birds. They're totally wild. They just make this weird noise that's passed down onto them, like generation after generation.
To talk to the bird?
Yeah. And they just go out into the jungle or whatever. And they make this... they just repeatedly make this noise. Apparently, the noise is different from tribe to tribe, but they make this noise, and then the birds recognize it, and they'll guide these humans to the beehive, and humans would use the smoke to, you know, drive all the bees out, and then give the bee babies to the birds, and then some honeycombs or whatever, so they're sharing, so that the birds don't have to fight with the bees. They don't have to face that risk, but they still get the honey, and they understand this. So it's really interesting. It's like an anthropology thing, but they still do it even now. And it's really rare that we do, like, we go hunting with dogs or whatever, but these dogs are domesticated. So, you know, humans working with non-domesticated animals to get something. Is apparently super rare. That's quite interesting.
Oh, in this, in the ant case, I believe that the ant larva, are they larva? What are
like
baby?
Like babies?
Baby ants? What are those called?
I don't know.
Antlings? The little ants, the newborn ants actually need the fungi. What the fungi produces for sustenance.
What?
So the food for the ant babies actually comes from the fungi. So it's extremely important that they keep the fungi healthy. Otherwise, their children will starve.
They can't eat anything else?
I don't think the baby ants eat anything else.
What? So they're totally dependent on this mushroom?
I believe so, yes.
What?
So the species isn't actually a species that can exist on its own. It's been taxonomically categorized this way, but it can't exist in isolation, or it can't exist without...
They're totally taken over by this mushroom.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it does seem like it was their idea, not the ants.
No, it really is. It really was so their weird. Idea. I mean, the ants didn't... I mean, you think the ants came up with this? Well, it has... They both have to be down. Right.
Yeah, for sure.
They both have to be down. But...
I mean, or they're made to think that they're down. Just like those, like, parasites affected ants. Right? Like, because they probably don't know what's going on.
What a sophisticated and impressive display of mind control it is to be able to get an ant to climb to the highest point on a tree or on a plant in order so that you can deliver your spores the furthest possible distance.
Right.
Like that level of mind control capable.
Right.
That capability of something as devoid of intelligence as a mushroom.
Yeah.
You know, are we really interpreting these things correctly? I don't think so. I don't think we are. It's too sophisticated. It just takes them a long time to get in their niche, I think. I don't know. It's such a weird idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew where you were going, though.
What? That we're, that we're hijacked by some sort of fungal presence?
Yes.
The history of Earth is interesting with regards to fungi and what right. they do. And if these, you know, having these mycelium.
Right. I didn't know about that. That's pretty
mediating.
So what I'm doing with my plants is actually cruel then, because they're separated in each pot. So they can't, they're isolated.
Perhaps. I mean, plants are capable of trading resources, like sending nutrients. Nutrients can be redistributed between plants via mycelium.
Wow.
I mean, this is according to a guy named Paul Stamets, who's... he's kind of a... I mean, he's an obsessive researcher of everything fungal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty...
It's interesting
surprising.
Stuff. He thinks... Paul Stamets actually believes that the internet itself was a biological inevitability of our species as a side effect of having been directed by mycelium, or at least some sort of fungal presence on this planet.
Right.
Certainly the dynamics of that structure, sort of
really
lung-like
weird.
Structure
yeah.
is...
Yeah, it's weird that we're doing basically the same thing as the trees. With the internet. Like how we're all connected to each other. And we're not really like a separate being.
Yeah. And mycelium has like PayPal and Facebook and all that stuff. For trees.
Tree Facebook. Yeah. Like, oh my gosh, she's showing off her flowers again.
Did you see that Spot Mini robot by not DARPA but Boston Dynamics?
Oh god, what is it? Is it something creepy?
Well, Boston Dynamics, you know, they always come out with new robots.
Yeah.
So they came out with a new robot called the Spot Mini. And one major difference between it and the older robots is the new robot is entirely battery powered, so it's silent. It doesn't really make that much noise. Because their old robots were like gas powered, so there's like an engine on board.
So
like
what does
motor.
It do?
Well, they show it moving around. It's like much lighter and more nimble, and its head is very strange. It's built like a dog, except that its head has like almost a snake neck, or like its neck is super long, but its neck can collapse on its back, so its head looks like it's in the normal position.
Yeah.
But if it wants to like look over a wall or something, its head just sort of comes out.
Rokurokubi的な感じか.
Yeah.
See, it is creepy. I knew it would be creepy.
And they show it doing weird movements where it stabilizes its head only.
Right.
So it can lock its head in space, right?
Right.
And the rest of its body, it can like run around.
Like a chicken.
Yeah, like a chicken.
Okay.
So its head can stay exactly in one place.
Right.
And it can use its weird snake head thing.
Right.
To like grab beer out of the fridge, or like do a bunch of different human sort of commands.
Okay.
So in the video, they show it like getting a drink out of the going over here, grab the newspaper or whatever. Like, so it's actually, it seems like a practical, like intelligent.
So it's like 盲導犬の代わりみたいな感じ. Right? They could help like people who can't see.
Eventually.
Like,
yeah.
Grab my beer. No, just do it.
Yeah. Or military, or, you know.
Yeah, of course.
Assassinating people or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Talking to Pepper is really funny. I went to, Yamada Denki. Ni Pepper ga ite. Nanka Pepper どういう仕組みなのか全然わかんないから私のせいなんだけど、なんか フロアの案内をしますねみたいな感じ。 And then on the panel it said like say these things to Pepper and he will recognize it, like なんか可愛いねとかなんかね、
mm.
And I wanted to talk to him, you know, I didn't want him to explain like the floors of the building, so I was like可愛いねとかいろいろ言ってんだけど、もう全部無視して、あの9階は何々みたいなずっと説明するから、I was like, oh my god, you're like.
Did it do the whole thing?
Yeah, so I had to leave.
Like it wouldn't stop. It was.
It just... wouldn't stop. Like it was looking at me, you know, like wherever I go, it'll be looking at me. So I was like, okay, like he knows that I'm here, so I'm just gonna, you know, go ahead and talk to him. But then. He just didn't want to hear me. He just wanted to tell me what they were selling on each floor. And he would just keep talking. And I was like, stop, stop, stop. And he just like wouldn't listen to me.
Pepper seems like he'd be a bad date or he'd be a bad...
Yeah, and he's weirdly uplifting. I don't know. He's like... 超なんか...
More so than
Konnichiwa.
A person or...
Kind of. He's like, he's a bit childlike... Right? Mm. So he's certainly more pleasant than Siri, but still kind of...
How tall is it?
Like, I don't know.
Are you taller than Pepper?
Yeah, for sure. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's like a child.
So. Yeah. See, that's like a weird psychological thing too, I think. You can't make a robot like Pepper that's 9 feet tall.
Yeah, no.
It's like,
no.
Whoa.
It's too
whoa.
Intimidating. Yeah, not cute.
Yeah.
And it's a Japan thing, right? Like, you have to make it cute. Everything has to be cute here, so there's no way that he can be buff and big.
That Honda one is not cute. What is that thing called? The
Ashimo?
Ashimo. Ashimo is creepy.
It's not creepy, though. It was supposed to be cute.
What happened to Ashimo? Is that thing still...
Yeah. I think so. It can run, right? They were doing some demonstration recently in Odaiba or something. I missed it, but... Yeah, he's still around. He or she, whatever.
I expected robots to be way more crazy by now. Honestly.
Yeah, so it... You know, like, we're looking at all these crazy shit online all the time. So we're thinking, like, it's already here. Like, it's already crazy. Mm-hmm. But when I see, like, internet, like, 普通の, like, 人々のコメント in Japan, people are like, people see what Stephen Hawking comment about AI destroying human species or whatever. And people are like, oh, he's so crazy. Like, you know, it's still not there. So there's, like, a major gap between... Like, people who are looking at all these things and people who aren't, and we only have Siri and Pepper. So I guess it hardly looks crazy in daily life at this point. So I feel like there's a major gap. なんかその危機感みたいなものは全然煽られないじゃん。まあ確かに。そういうDARPAのやつとか見てるとさ、怖いと思うけど。
Yeah, I think with software, the opposite is true. I think software shows up very quickly. I think AI will show up very quickly.
Right.
Whereas with robotics, it's like, well, we've got to build these things and people got to buy these things. And it's not like, you know, you don't just load it up on your phone.
And with like Pokemon Go とかなんかまあさいろんな事故があってとかみんなその話ばっかりしてるけど、その AR っていうもの自体がこんなにナチュラルにあの浸透してる。のは結構すごいと思う。
Isn't augmented reality obvious now? Already. Now it's obvious, I think.
Yeah. I guess so. でも I thought Pokemon Go would be more like...
It's just the tip of the iceberg though, because think about how now if you have augmented reality in your glasses, you can meet someone on the street and have an all-out like... shootout battle where everything that you do is you can see it in the augmented reality.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to have a...
I think the battery needs to get better for that. No, like, I feel like, because I thought Pokemon Go would be, the road part would all be, with camera too.
Hmm.
So it was less AR than I thought it would be. But then I guess if you did that, then your iPhone battery dies in like a second. So,
well, they could make the road part camera pretty easily.
I'm sure it's just that the battery would...
By camera, would you mean like gone. Satellite photos?
No. Like with reality. Not just when you catch Pokemon. You know, when you're walking around, it's not real-time reality view, right?
Right, so, it's not always locked into AR.
Yeah. Right. That's what I thought it would be. But I guess if you do that, then yeah, your battery would die in like 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
So, have you tried it?
Which?
Pokemon Go.
Yeah. Apparently, this is a Pokestop.
Your place? Oh.
Nazeko.
Oh.
Nanimonaike.
Weird.
Yeah. So, if I open the app, there's just a Pokestop there.
面白かったのは、なんか、都内だとさ、ポケストップめっちゃいっぱいあるじゃん。で、あの、ルアーしてる人もめっちゃいっぱいいるからさ、別にそんなって感じだけど、2日目に千葉に行ったの。そしたらポケストップが全然ないのね。で、あの、ご飯食べに行ったんだけど、シーフード。そこにポケストップがあったから、my husband put the lure。そしたら、老若男女がめっちゃ集まってきたの。うちの夫のルアーに。なんか、ポケモンっていうよりも人間ホイホイみたいな感じで、なんか自転車に乗った少年たちから、もうおじさん、おばさんのカップルから、もう大量に人が集まってきて。
It really is a human lure.
ほんとそう。人間ホイホイ。めっちゃ集まってきちゃう。で、でも、日本よりアメリカの方が面白いかなと思った。
なんで？
日本ってあんまり喋んないじゃん。だからみんなでルアーに集まっても、まあ、すっごい混んでる公園とかに行けば会話も発生するのかもしれないけど、うん、そういうなんか千葉とかだとみんなこう黙々とやってるだけで会話にならなくて、逆にあの近所のマック行った時はマックの前にマックがジムになってるじゃん。で外国人の人がいてもうすぐ話しかけてくるのね、うん、チームなんとかイエーイみたいな。だからそういう方が面白いかなと思った。みんながもっと喋った方が。でももう飽きた。
なんだよ、おい。
なんか私だからこういうのあんまりさ長くあのアテンションを保てない人だから、もともともう最初の2日ぐらいはすごい楽しかったんだけど飽きてきて。
You're done with Pikachu and all that.
もうピカチュウも捕まえたし、もう今50種類ぐらい捕まえて。
There's not really anything to do in this game, no?
Well, you want to get strong and then
fight at the gym. And then you just go to the gym?
Yeah.
But there was so much more stuff in the original Pokemon.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. So, もうちょっとゴールがね。しかもね、千葉行くとジムの人たちが結構弱いのね。だからあ勝てるって思うけど、この辺港区とかもみんな強すぎて絶対無理、一瞬で殺される。
Yeah, I saw they're all like, what is it like?
千何百とか。
CP2000.
Yeah. Like, they're so strong. 都会では勝てない。私瞬殺されちゃうもん。So.
Yeah.
でもなんかあれだよね、これからどんどん足すんでしょ ？Like trading and.Like you can trade Pokemons with your friends.
I'm sure they're putting tons of resources into the next version of this thing.
あとやっぱすぐバッテリーが死んじゃうよね。だからみんなさあの何携帯充電器つなげてやってるじゃん。
I don't. When I was trying to play, I kept getting this like
pigeons.
Dodo or Dodo.
Oh yeah, that's what everyone says.
Straight.Dodo for days, just dodo after
dodo. For me, pigeons and rats and bats. And I think they put pigeons and rats because it's Tokyo, right?
Mine is all dodo. If you look at my like, list of Pokemon, it's all dodo, pretty much. It's just like...
So annoying.
It's like this dude again, like this dodo.
I want the cute one. でもね、千葉行くとまた違う種類のがさ、いるから、海の近くとか。魚とかさ。
Is it different?
そう、違うの。全然出てくるものが違うの。
Oh, okay. Well, I haven't really left.
Yeah, you gotta go out.
I haven't really gone anywhere.
なんかね、千葉のアウトレットも行ったのね、帰りに。そしたらそこはなんかこの爆弾みたいなやつがめっちゃいっぱいいて、 わあ、全然違うんだやっぱり。だからいろんなところに出かけていかないと、あの違う多様性が得られない、生物多様性が得られないんだよ。でもそう、可愛いのが欲しいけどね、なかなか難しい。 It's so annoying. Like, it's fun. It was fun when I was doing it with my husband, like together. But then when I quit, then it's so annoying that he's playing it. Do you know what I mean?
まだやってんだ。
Yeah.
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 What level?
I have no idea.But he's way ahead of me, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. なんかそれで別れるカップルとか絶対そう。
Is that the feeling you got?
No, but it's like, it's annoying, right? Like, if you're talking to someone, and then the other person is just like catching Pokemon the entire time, and it's like, oh, come on. Just put down your phone. It's way more annoying than Facebook. Or Twitter, or whatever.
Really?
Right? I mean, I don't know. It's like, yeah...
Is he outside? Does he just leave?
No, he's not gonna leave me to catch Pokemon.
It's like,
but
hey, honey, I'll be right back. I gotta go catch this.
I gotta go catch Pikachu. No, but でもなんかすごいらしいよね。公園とか夜になると、人が大量に。
Yeah.
まあ別に悪いことじゃないと思うけど、でもそんなどれぐらい続くかわかんないよね。そんな長くできるようなもんじゃない気がするんだけど、どうかな。
People are pretty into it. I do see people like at 1 a.m. walking around outside in pajama looking for I seriously see like there's all these like gyaru walking around outside in pajama, straight up pajama and like Crocs, and they're just like doing the flick thing.
すぐわかるよね。
They don't care where they're walking at all
Yeah. そうだね。歩きスマホ。
It seems nice. Like late at night, like I'm just gonna go sample
my
phone.
I did that like on my first day. Me and my husband, we went outside in our neighborhood and we were walking around trying to catch Pokemon and we saw like grown ups, you know. And it's like, ah, そこに集まってるみたいなさ。
You saw grown ups.
Yeah, it's mostly grown-ups, right?
Are you grown-up?
As in, like, no, not kids. Like, children.
Yeah, but I mean, when you say, like, we saw grown-ups, do you feel like, oh, there's, like, people like us? Or do you mean, like, grown-ups, like...
Like, people like us. People like us. Like, people who don't go to school anymore, but still play Pokemon because we have this weird nostalgic feeling.
Right.
でもね、
yeah, it's weird if you're talking about like going outside to play Pokemon Go and it's like, oh yeah, we saw other grown-ups.
いや、子供より大人の方がやっぱ、ね、なんか子供って多分さ、親にさ、そんなやりすぎちゃダメよとか、歩きながらやっちゃダメとか怒られるけどさ、大人は誰にも怒られないからさ、もうやりたい放題じゃん。
Right, and the grown-ups know that after like 10 p.m., they can go outside and play Pokemon Go without the kids seeing them.
Yeah, true.でも一個残念なのは、私 iPhone が英語になってるから、ポケモン GO も英語でインストールされちゃって、ポケモンの名前が、私は昔ポケモンやってた時は日本語でやってたからさ、名前が全然違うんだよね、日本語と英語で。だから
モンスターボールでしょ。
そのポケボール
No such thing.
あとだってプリンっているじゃん、ピンクの、あれなんて、なんだっけ、ジグリパフだよ、英語の名前。何ジグリパフ
ね。
まあ、ピカチュウはピカチュウだけどさ、だそれはちょっとなんか懐かしさを味わえないのが残念で、どうにかして日本語にできないかと思って。
Why is your phone in English?
Because that's easier to type in English.
なんかさ、
英語にしてると最初にキーボード英語じゃん。
Is that true?
I think so. And I type more in English. So
my phone is in Japanese.
Eh?Don't you type more in English, though?
Yeah, but if I'm walking, I hate the English keyboard because you can only use... Oftentimes, I can only use one hand, right?
Right.
If I'm on the train, for example, I'm holding it with one hand.
Yeah.
If it's one hand, then I can type in Japanese, but if I can only use one hand, I can't really type in English.
So you don't really mind Japanese keyboard coming up first?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. so your Pokemon Go is in Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
No Pokeballs. Or no Jigglypuffs.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. No Pokeballs.
No,
okay. So I think how it works is, in English, it's Pokeball. But you can't say Pokeball because that's Japanese. In Japanese, it's Monster Ball, right?
Yeah, you're so strict in this.
In English, it's Pokeball.
Okay, that's
actually... In Japanese,
okay,
it's Monster Ball.
That's actually fair because I would never say Resident Evil.
Right.
For Biohazard.
Right.
So, yeah.
But it's weird because it feels like you could just say Pokeball, but...
Yeah, and Pokeball makes more sense than Monster Ball because... Well, maybe it doesn't. I don't know.
No.
Monster Ball.
That's just like Pocket Ball.
But like when I catch these Pokemons, it feels unethical sometimes. Because it hits them in their head or something sometimes, right? And I'm like, why am I throwing this... like hard looking ball at their head and they're just chilling on the street.
The ball is pretty like cramped.
Yeah.
Semi.
So, あんなとこに入れられてさ、このなんだっけ、あの、IFNY が少なくなっちゃうよね、ポケモンの。
For sure.
かわいそう、isolation.
But that's important because then when you release them, they're aggressive.
I guess. Yeah.それでキャンディーにするじゃん right? Like you send, you transfer all the unnecessary Pokemons to get more candies.
What is that? I don't know what you're talking about.
You can get more candies to evolve.
Candy?
Yeah, like when you catch Pikachu, for example, you get Pikachu candy.
Huh.
Right? That's like a point.
Is this in Pokemon Go too?
Yes.
Okay.
And so...You know, let's say you have a very strong Pikachu and a very weak one, and you need more candies to evolve this strong one. Mm-hmm. So you get rid of this weaker Pikachu by transferring it to some doctor or whatever, and then instead you get more Pikachu candy so that you can use it for the evolution. And I was at this park, and there were two girls sitting next to me, and one girl was explaining this very thing to the other girl, and she was like, "So, だからね、いらないピカチュウを飴にするのね." And that sounded so wrong. It's like, いらないポケモンはもう全部飴にしちゃうのねって言ってて。
Huh.
That sounds so like morally wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can get more candies.
Yeah, you have to wonder if you're becoming too sensitive if you start to feel bad about.
I know,
like,
I'm so weird.
Little characters in a video game.
I know.
Like oh.
Like I'm, oh, kawaii so.
I'm abusing this. This dodo.
I'm hitting them in their head with this ball.
Yeah.
Is that bad? Am I a terrible person now?
Cage free.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No. It's so weird. You can easily go into this weird zone of morality.
Yeah.
At least for me. I'm so weird. But yeah, I'm kind of bored.
Yeah.
Already.
But it sounds like you were doing it pretty seriously.
Yeah, for the first 2 days, I was like super serious. Like, oh my God, this is so much fun. And just seeing these people, you know, playing the same game. It's entirely new. It's a new experience, right?
It's kind of sad that it was this new and novel, probably once in a generation, bizarre social gathering opportunity. And Japanese people all show up at the same place and nobody really capitalizes on it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
だから出会いとかにもね、なりそうなのにね。
It's almost like everyone is just... It's like a... Just opposite polarized magnets or something.
Yeah.
Like there's all these forces trying to get us to come together.
Yeah, true.
And we all just like,
No. 確かに。If I was a guy, I would totally go to Shinjuku Gyoen or Yoyogi Koen or whatever to like pick up girls who are playing Pokemon Go.
Yeah. Do you think that would work?
Yeah, wouldn't it?
What's your pickup line?
I don't know. ここ何がいますとかさ。ここレアなポケモンいましたとか何でもいいじゃん。
Yeah.
なんか道で急にナンパするよりはさ、なんか共通の話題がある方がなんかナチュラルにナンパできそうじゃない
？But it's so obvious and so.
But it seems more natural. As long as it seems natural, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so. I'm sure people are doing that.
これで少子化がちょっと。
Yeah.
The
birth rate will.
Yeah, people go out, play Pokemon Go, and meet people and just have sex.
Yeah, it seems like more and more people are meeting in weirder and weirder ways now.
そうだね。
And so more and more people have to lie about the way in which they actually met, right? Over time.
そうだね。まあ、これは別に嘘つかないでもいいんじゃない？昔の方が多かったんじゃない？今別になんかもう恥ずかしいとかじゃなくない？ Tinder で会って結婚しましたとかよくいるじゃん。 So
I think there are a lot of people that don't want to say that.
あ、そう？ポケモン GO で会いましたみたいな。ポケモン捕まえに行って、ポケモン捕まえに行って出会った。
It's so しょぼい。Compared to, you know.
Compared to what though?
I don't know.
It's always しょぼい though. Like, I met my husband at a Halloween party. Like, that's not like, oh my god, that's so like great, yeah. Romantic.
But it's kind of old school. It's kind of has some like, I don't know.
So anything new is しょぼい for you? You have to meet someone at like a...
Not anything new,
like a bookstore trying to reach out for the same book. And
not
like,
not
oh.
for me necessarily, but I think just...
Majority?
In general, it's not...
Yeah, people need to change their mindset.
Yeah.
It's like, however you meet is fine, right? Pokemon Go is a great way to meet people, I guess, at parks. At least you're outside getting vitamin D.
Yeah.
So just try not to... get hit by cars or whatever or hit people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all happening.
So, 文字起こしのテキストを Android、iPhone、Mac のアプリで販売していますので、ぜひお願いします。月額240円でテキスト全部読み放題っていうのをやっていますので、ぜひ。激安だよね。激安です。あと、あ、そう。あの、アマゾンからもうちょっと撤退したので、今サイト作り中なんですけど、またそれも復活したら T シャツとかもまた売ります。
Yep.
あと何？ LINE のステッカー、マイケルが作った渾身の作品、バイリンガルニュースで検索すると出てきますので、それもお願いします。
お願いします。
以上ですか？
Yep.
終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
はい。